Hachette Audio presents Never Home Alone. From microbes to millipedes, camel crickets and honeybees, the natural history of where we live. Written by Rob Dunn. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins.
To Monica, Olivia, and August, and all the species with which we have lived. Prologue. Homo Indorus. When I was a child, I grew up outside. My sister and I built forts, we dug holes, we made trails and swung on vines. The indoors was a place reserved for sleeping, or for playing when it got so cold outside that our fingers seemed as though they might fall off. We lived in rural Michigan, where that could happen well into the spring. But the outdoors, that's where we lived. In the time since our childhood, the world has fundamentally changed. Kids today grow up primarily indoors, their lives punctuated by short bouts of movement from one building to another. This is not hyperbole. The average American child now spends 93% of his or her time in a building or a vehicle. Nor is it just American kids. The data are similar for children in Canada as well as in much of Europe and Asia. I mention this not to bemoan the state of the world, but instead to suggest that this transition reveals a radical new stage in the cultural evolution of our species. We have become, or are becoming, Homo Indorus, the indoor human. We now live in a world defined by the walls of our houses and our apartments, which are more connected to hallways and other homes than to the outdoors. In light of this shift, it seems as though we should make it a priority to know which species are living indoors with us and how they affect our well-being.